Hey, y'all. I'm Pastor Brian, and I'm the host of the Pastor Brian Podcast. This is a supplemental episode made for the Gary Church congregation taking Holy Communion from our vehicles in the parking lot. Because of COVID-19 here in Wheaton, Illinois, and the greater Chicagoland area, we are only able to meet 50 people a day in our sanctuary. So, we are having drive-in communion for all who desire to worship through the sacrament. We are gathering and receiving the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, or Eucharist, while doing no harm. The sacraments are a gift God gave to empower us by the Holy Spirit to faithfully live as disciples of Jesus Christ. We made this podcast so folks can still hear the words and prayers of Holy Communion as they are being said at the same time as Pastor Brian and Pastor Chris in the parking lot, even though we're in separate vehicles. If you're not part of Gary Church, you are still welcome to listen to the prayers. They are scriptural and powerful. However, as you know, this does not make any bread or juice/wine around you at the time you listen to this sacrament. That is not how it works. Yet, we would love to partake in this holy meal with you if you are ever in Wheaton, Illinois on a Sunday. Just a reminder before we begin the liturgy, each of y'all should have a pre-filled communion cup given to your vehicle by a drive-in usher. Each cup contains a wafer of bread and grape juice, both the elements of Holy Communion. Let's quickly go over how to use it, since this may be the first time you're using a pre-filled communion cup. Don't do this right now, but at the appointed time, you will pull back the first plastic tab, which you should be able to see through to retrieve your wafer. Then the second tab, which looks purple, to drink the juice. That's it. Go ahead and hold on to your communion cup as we begin the liturgy.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him and seek to grow into his likeness. Let us draw near with faith, make our humble confession, and prepare to receive this holy sacrament.
Hear this confession and pardon. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own goodness, but in your unfailing mercies. We are not worthy that you should receive us, but give your word, and we shall be healed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That is proof of God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Lift up your hearts and give thanks to the Lord, our God. Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, you made us in your image to love and to be loved. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. By the suffering, death, and resurrection of your only Son, Jesus Christ, you delivered us from slavery to sin and death and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now we pray as Jesus taught his disciples, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us partake in the sacrament of Holy Communion, or as the ancient church named it, Eucharist, which means to celebrate together. We will do this readying our fellowship cups together. You may now open the first tab. Hold your wafer and hear these words. This is the body of Christ, broken for you. Let us now eat together. You may now open the second tab. Hold your cup and hear these words. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Let us now drink together. Let us pray. Most bountiful God, we give you thanks for the world you have created, for the gift of life and for giving yourself to us in Jesus Christ, whose holy life, suffering, and death, and glorious resurrection have delivered us from slavery to sin and death. We thank you that in the power of your Holy Spirit, you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of your heavenly banquet. We are your children, and yours is the glory, now and forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
As the reconciled people of God, who have received food and drink for our gospel journey, let us offer signs of peace and reconciliation to one another by waving at each other through our windows and dancing to the sick, Pastor Chris-approved funk and jazz beat in the Lord. We want to thank you so much for participating in Drive-In Communion. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Please wait for a drive-in usher to dismiss you, and have a blessed day.